This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A man on a shooting rampage over the weekend in and around Chicago, Illinois, was shot and killed by police. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott reports.
A man was shot dead by police north of Chicago after authorities say he killed three people and wounded four others on Saturday in a series of apparently random shootings that led to the altercation with police in nearby Evanston. This witness tells WGN-TV.
He got shot probably like 40 times. If I would say 40 times, that's pretty much what I heard.
Evanston Police Chief Demetrius Cook.
It was an exchange of gunfire. I'm not sure who fired first, but it was in response to violence that he perpetrated in our town.
The suspect is identified as 32-year-old Jason Nightingale. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Outgoing Chief of the U.S. Capitol Police, Stephen Sund, said House of Representatives and Senate security officials had tried to call in the National Guard before Wednesday's melee on Capitol Hill, but was turned down. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The final game in the National Football League's Wild Card Weekend, the Cleveland Browns went into Pittsburgh and gave the Steelers fits all night. 48-37 was the final score. Although the future of Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger is up in the air, he's still proud of his teammates for not giving up.
I mean, you know, that half was one of the weirdest halves I've ever been a part of. You know, and you get down early, but you still got a chance, and then turn the ball over, and we still believe, we still were fighting all the way to the end, and that's what I'm most proud of the guys about is that we never gave up.
Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers advance in the playoffs by beating Washington 31-23. Head coach Bruce Arians talks about his future Hall of Fame quarterback.
When you have great quarterbacks, especially guys that are super preparing guys, I used to call Peyton the Piranha. You couldn't feed him enough information. You know, he had the notebooks all the way up to here. Tom's the same way.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
As political censorship continues to be the new normal at big tech giants like Twitter, Google, and Facebook, it appears destroying new competition in the social media market is the next big thing. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott reports.
The alternative social media network is taking a big hit as Amazon, Google, Apple, and a list of others have severed ties with the app. Parler CEO John Mates tells Fox News it's devastating.
It's an assault on everybody. I mean, they all worked together to make sure at the same time we would lose access to not only our apps, but they're actually shutting all of our servers off. So they made an attempt to not only kill the apps, but to actually destroy the entire company.
Congressman Devin Nunes of California tells Fox this must be investigated.
I don't know where the hell the Department of Justice is at right now or the FBI. This is clearly a violation of antitrust, civil rights, the RICO statute. There should be a racketeering investigation. obligation on all the people that coordinated this attack.
Pardo says they will rebuild from scratch, but that could take as long as a week. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Now, the number two most downloaded free app in both Apple's App Store and the Google Play Store is an app called Parlor. That's Parlor with an O, not an E, and has been around for about a decade. There's no reason this app should be getting such a big bump right now in the first week of January 2021. But of course, we likely have confused people downloading it because they think it's Parlor with an E. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's how we roll, and it's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. It starts with self, you know, self-responsibility. You know, that's, you know, one of the key values, I believe, and points that is missed in the reading of the U.S. Constitution, in the consumption, I should say, of the Constitution. First of all, we have, you know, a lot less consumption of said document at a time when we really need it. You know, I don't know whether you're a pilot of an airplane and something goes wrong, then what do? You go to the instructional manual. You go back and say, okay, this is happening with the plane. You got time to do so. And you troubleshoot and you come down to figure out and really pinpoint what the problem is. And here we are in America today. I say the majority of Americans realize we're on the wrong track, but what do we do about it? Because everything, I don't care what you're talking about. We were talking about elections, was there fraud, no fraud, mask, wear a mask. I mean, there's an endless number of conflicts that we're running into. And regarding COVID-19, even more so. And we've got now attorneys, doctors, several citizen right groups. They joined together to file three first-of-a-kind lawsuits challenging the entire premise of COVID-19 from PCR testing, which you found out last week is questionable. There's been some problems about PCR testing. You may have missed that one, but this is why we're here, is to make sure whatever you miss that you're reminded of, because it is our commitment to you to pursue the truth no matter where it leads, to be a resource of, you know, some objective reporting at a time when that's out the window. Everything has become so partisan that you've got to put your guard up or either understand, you know, what's happening from the get-go. So anyway, so whether we're talking about PCR testing, death numbers have all been questioned, business and church shutdowns, mask mandates, as I said, and vaccines. This all-encompassing lawsuits lead attorney, Thomas Renz, is going to join us to talk more about COVID-19. Of course, he says right off the bat, and I don't think there's any conflict here in understanding that COVID-19, this virus, is real, and it is dangerous. There's no doubt about it. Thomas Renz, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Bill. I really appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you coming on because the people need to get the whole truth and nothing but. And we need, we need to have a conversation, a reasonable conversation about what's going on, because whether it's PCR testing, these death numbers, everything surrounding COVID-19, even Dr. Fauci, who's kind of regarded, as the secular god and go-to person for the truth, he's been all over the place. And some people are beginning to increasingly, doubt his veracity. So tell us about these three first-of-a-kind lawsuits. What's going on?
I'm happy to tell you about it. And let me begin this with this premise. Not only is it real, but I'm watching family members die of it. My family. So it's personal as well. Yeah. I believe it's out
there. I'm so sorry, Thomas. I'm sorry for your loss. Yes.
Oh, no. It's a very sad thing. But here's the thing. There are available treatments. There are things that you can do if you get it done early on. I'm working with doctors from literally all over the world. I'm working with some of the most brilliant people I've ever ran across. And there are things that you can do, but this has been so politicized that we are not saving lives. And, you know, here's the thing. If you're under 70 and you're healthy and you're, you know, it's a 99.9% recovery rate. Mm. You know, healthy people don't have to worry about this. But it's a very real and very dangerous disease for people who have serious comorbidities and are, you know, of a certain age.
Yeah. Well, Thomas, let me stop you for just a second here, because you say anybody under 70 or under 65, not much to worry about. But again, in the realm and understanding of self-responsibility, you still want to take care of yourself, because the last thing you want to do, I mean, you still can be somewhat of a co-agent or a carrier of the virus, can you not?
Sure. I mean, and the reality is if you're sick, stay home.
Yes.
You know, don't spread it. By all means, you know, you want to be responsible. But the thing is what does responsible mean? We're not even talking about the truth of this. You know, the reality is that we have multiple studies that have came out, and one of the best illustrations is masks. Masks actually increase your likelihood of getting sick, particularly cloth masks.
Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Well, you're rebreathing the same garbage.
Yeah.
Is a big part of the reason. If you put on your little mask, it's not airtight. I mean, you're not. You've got gaps up by your eyes and gaps under your chin and gaps all over. But you're not actually filtering anything out.
Mm-hmm.
All you're doing is forcing your body to rebreathe the same stuff. Now, I'm not a doctor, but my doctors have taught me this. Your body's exhaling process is one where it gets rid of garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you need to get rid of that. The idea that we can do anything with these masks is nonsense. It's not effective. And like I said, we have studies that are showing that they're actually more dangerous to wear than not to wear.
Right.
You know, I'm all about responsibility. I'm all about, you know, people trying to stay healthy. I mean, I'm a Christian. I believe in life is, you know, it's a great thing. We got to preserve it and protect it, but we've got to do so in a responsible way. And politics should never, ever come into the conversation in terms of people's personal health and family decisions. You know, as God bless him, my father-in-law, who's like a father to me, is in the hospital right now in very bad shape. His wife of 61 years cannot make the decision to go visit him without special permission and all sorts of other things.
Mm.
How is that anybody's business?
Yes.
My wife, his daughter, can't go visit him. His grandkids, who are the light of his life, can't go visit him.
Yeah.
This is a family decision. It should not be politicized.
Exactly.
It should never have been politicized. And it certainly should never have been used as a means of destroying our economy or destroying our individual rights. And never, ever should anything ever get between the people and the Constitution.
Without a doubt. Well, going back to what you were talking about, you know, in breathing out and what we do, I mean, we were taught in early, you know, science classes, you know, the whole breathing metabolic process of our own bodily makeup here. I mean, there is a reason we inhale and a reason we exhale. We inhale, thank you very much, you know, to have oxygen brought into the body, which we thank plants for. And then the plants thank us back because we expel, you know, carbon dioxide, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, we do.
So that's the circle of life. So now we're interrupting it. And I got to imagine if the plants could talk, they'd probably be a little irritated with this mask mandate stuff that's going on right now. I mean, I don't know what the complication is down the road, but it seems that we're getting in the way of the natural course and design that God has put into play here. But, of course, for too many in our country, there is no God. So I guess that's irrelevant until you find out that there are certain laws of God that are you know, without exception, and you will pay a price if you violate those laws.
Yes, sir, and those laws are not appealable. There are, and we're ignoring those. I mean, and we're doing so much, and it's, like I said, when healthcare and lives become politicized and monetized,
yes,
we are in a very bad spot, and that's what's happened.
Exactly.
And it's a sad, sad thing that we have ignored our Constitution. We have ignored people's rights. We don't even care about their health.
Got to go to break. Real quick. More from Thomas after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Who needs a 15-year mortgage when you can get Network Capital's historically low 30-year fixed rate at 2.25% with an APR of 2.27%? You'll never have to refinance again. Network Capital is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.25% with a 2.27% APR and with no origination fees or discount points. That's right, zero zip zilch. Network Capital has a reputation for saving people time and money with our efficient process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. These are historically low rates, so refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding Corporation now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
And please understand, ladies and gentlemen, the service is to you. This is what we're about here on the Bill Martinez Show, is we're in pursuit of the truth. We want to bless you. We want to bless you with the experts that we bring on the show. We want to enlarge your understanding and your intelligence. We don't want to be so ideologically fixed, as Jordan Peterson so aptly put it, that you become so ideologically fixed that you render yourself stupid. And this is where we are right now in America, is ideology is trumping theology. Think about that. You know, the God of the current culture is ideology. This is why you have all this chaos that's taking place. Think about it for just a moment. And why this deception is having its way amongst the citizens of America and is compromising this great, incredible American dream and vision. And if they're successful in doing this, heaven help us. On one hand, on the other hand, for those of faith, we know that what goes on is that if that is God's will, it's because it is God's will, and we are really entering, as Billy Graham said, truly in the last of the last days, which is a whole other situation altogether. But to bring the truth to you, Thomas Renz is here. He's an attorney working with the citizens' rights groups and others in filing three first-of-a-kind lawsuits challenging the entire premise of COVID-19. I mean, you know we've been worked on this deal. We had doctors from, you know, Bakersfield that talked about how the numbers were being juiced and, you know, that sort of thing, and you think that they're not? Well, you know, human understanding would tell you that people do that which they get rewarded for. So if these hospitals can put down that somebody died of COVID and they're paid more money with that entry, what do you think the temptation is, Thomas? What are they going to do?
Well, that's exactly what they're doing. I mean, they're getting, COVID cured the flu. We have no flu this year.
Exactly. So exactly. That's what I'm saying is, and even when it first came on, it was like all of a sudden there was this incredible dip. I mean, you talk about a hockey stick, you know, dip in the data. I mean, that's exactly what happened. You know, the flu was cured and COVID was now the issue. Incredible.
Yep. Massive amounts of mischaracterization, misclassification of the data. I mean, you know, like I said, it's a real disease and it's sad, but here's the thing. You know, these people, they have, if their mouth's open, they're lying.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, a great example is this PCR stuff. You know, they finally come out and say, you know, these aren't accurate. Well, they can't. The only reason they did that was because we filed a suit in federal court that said the DHHS is lying. In both the death count number and in the PCR testing. We know that the PCR testing is not working. Mm-hmm. We know it's not accurate. In fact, you don't have to really do a whole lot of science to figure it out, because if you read the instruction manual for the test, they say this test should not be used to diagnose COVID-19. Well, that is how we're defining cases.
Exactly.
You've got to be kidding me.
Defining cases, altering lives, states, nations, you know, around the world. So you got them to back off. And then we reported on this last week about, you know, the PCR testing. You got them to back off on that, but they're still holding to their numbers, right?
Yeah, well, they haven't changed the numbers, and that's the real thing. You know, I mean, realistically, I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but, you know, you get these fact checkers. Oh, the death counts are accurate. Well, here's the thing. Here's the trick. So they say the death counts are accurate. In 2003, they released the last revision of the coroner's handbook. The coroner's handbook is the book that tells medical people how you define a cause of death, right?
Mm-hmm.
Within that book, there's a single approach for how you define cause of death, and it's used for every disease out there, except for one. That one disease is COVID-19. The only change to the coroner's handbook since 2003 was when they defined COVID-19. And they specifically say, not me, the CDC, mm-hmm. I've got their document. Their document specifically says, in no uncertain terms, and I'm gonna go. I know you guys, radio hosts hate it when you read on air, but I'm reading.
No. Hey, no. What we hate is when people lie. You know, when you bring the facts, you read all you can. We don't operate that way. Okay, go ahead, Thomas.
Well, I got one sentence I'm going to read you from the CDC document. The rules for coding and selection of the underlying cause of death are expected to result in COVID-19 being the underlying cause more often than not. It's the CDC's words. That's their document, not mine. So anybody that wants to fact check me, go ahead. You tell me why the CDC lied, and I'll be happy to correct it.
Well, and Donald Trump called this out, but of course, anything that's associated with Trump is invalidated because he's the most canceled individual on the planet these days. But he said, these 19 deaths specifically, according to Epoch Times that reported it, were far exaggerated. And Trump says, the CDC, he blames them for bad statistics, and this is echoed in what you just read.
Well, and I'm a big believer in justice, and maybe I'm naive, but I still believe that the courts are the best court system in the world. And I'm going to tell you, in the first religious freedom case, the South Bay Pentecostal case, where Judge Roberts said that, we got to take care of this crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was lied to. It said in his ruling, over 100,000 people have died from this disease at that time. At that time, that number was nowhere near 100,000. We know it was nowhere near 100,000. We know that was a lie, but it was cited in the Supreme Court because the Chief Justice of the United States was lied to. Can you imagine the audacity these people would have to allow that man to be misled?
Exactly.
I mean, and look at the impact it's having. It's around the world, all because these people have chosen to lie. Now, you can ask yourself, why would they do that? And I think that's a great question. I think someone ought to answer that. I've got my own opinions on it.
I was going to say, can you speculate? I mean, we know it's speculation. I mean, because right now, we don't know for sure. So what's the idea here?
Well, money and power.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't see the small businesses doing well right now, but you don't see Walmart closed. You don't see Amazon closed. Silicon Valley, who censors anybody that says anything about COVID, is making more money off of this than anyone on the planet. And then, if you speak out about it, they cancel you, they censor you, they shut you down. Thank God for people like you, Bill, or the word would never get out at all.
Right. Well, this is our commitment because this is important. You know, knowledge is power, and we are to speak to those in power. But you have to have knowledge behind. Otherwise, you're just a bunch of emotions that's taking place. Whether we're talking about an election, anything that's political, go right on down the line. So we want to step away and get away from what, Rush Limbaugh used to fondly refer to as the low IQ voter. Really, we have a responsibility as citizens of this country, as ones that have been put in charge. We the people, this is government up for by we the people. The mandate for us is that we need to be intellectually charged and engaged to hold our government accountable. If we're not, then they're running amok on us, like what you are reporting here and what these lawsuits are all about. You're holding them into account.
We're certainly trying, and I'm praying that the courts will uphold justice because it's clear. It's clear what's happening. There's no question. We actually even had a response from the state of Ohio that alleged that we were making what's called a facial attack. And when you make that response, what that means is they're accepting all the facts that you alleged in your case is true.
Wow.
And then they just want the case to go away for procedural reasons. So they're accepting what we said is true. That's amazing.
Yeah. And accepting it, but yet to go along, to get along, they want you just to go away.
Yep.
They're buckling, to the power forces that are in existence. That we're getting a little bit better idea, Thomas, of these forces, whether it is the establishment media, whether it is big tech, corporate America, all these interests here that want to do away with the middle class. And they really want to do away with America, because what this is all heading to, as you know, it is the globalist, and it is their great reset that they're offering in this next chapter of the history of the world.
It certainly is. I really appreciate your perspective on it, and you are dead on, sir.
Well, Thomas Renz, thank you for being with us. We appreciate the information. Look forward to having you back and keeping us up to date. Thank you, sir.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 888-789-5040. 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A man on a shooting rampage over the weekend in and around Chicago, Illinois, was shot and killed by police. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott reports.
A man was shot dead by police north of Chicago after authorities say he killed three people and wounded four others on Saturday in a series of apparently random shootings that led to the altercation with police in nearby Evanston. This witness tells WGN-TV.
He got shot probably like 40 times. I would say 40 times is pretty much what I heard.
Evanston Police Chief Demetrius Cook.
It was an exchange of gunfire. I'm not sure who fired first, but it was in response to violence that he perpetrated in our town.
The suspect is identified as 32-year-old Jason Nightingale. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Outgoing Chief of the U.S. Capitol Police, Stephen Sun, said House of Representatives and Senate security officials had tried to call in the National Guard before Wednesday's melee on Capitol Hill, but was turned down. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Be me. Good to have you with us 28 minutes before the top of the hour. And we're standing by for Gregory Wrightstone because we need to talk about all things climate, you know, with John Kerry being the appointed climate czar. You know that climate, which, you know, a very small minority of Americans think it's the issue that the Democrats believe. I mean, they tried to sell it in the primaries. People could care less, you know, this big green deal, they a big yawn, and in fact, it just never gained traction whatsoever. But Democrats being who they are, they know better. And you shall buckle your knee to the climate gods or you will pay severely. That's what is being thrust upon the American people. Gregory Wrightstone, the author of Inconvenient Facts, The Science That Al Gore Doesn't Want You to Know, is our guest. Gregory, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good to be back on with you, Bill. It's a
It gets crazier every week, doesn't it?
Well, it really does, but this is what happens. I mean, the Democrats, Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, these are the true rulers of the universe. And not really all that good, you know, considering that, Joe Biden didn't want the Chinese to work out a deal with the EU, tried to get them to wait until after he was confirmed and after he was inaugurated so that he could be the champion of this great European China connection, but the Chinese said, "Nah, man, you're not the boss of us. We're moving forward." And this is all just a prelude of things to come, no doubt.
Oh, it is. I don't know if you saw what his priorities were. I'm sure you're all over this, but here, this was a week and a half or so ago. They announced. His transition team announced their military priorities for the Department of Defense. This is Department of Defense, mind you.
Yeah, right.
And there were six things that they listed. Number six, the bottom of the list, was keeping the nation safe and secure. Climate change was up at number four. Number one priority for Department of Defense was administering COVID-19 vaccine distribution. But climate change was, for the Department of Defense, was higher than keeping our nation safe and secure. They've got their priorities all mixed up.
Well, why would we be surprised? I mean, this is what Obama Biden did during 8 years, and how they compromised our national security. This is why it was a no-brainer when Donald Trump came on the scene and he put it in right position, and the people responded to it because they understood that when it came to national security, America was compromised. I mean, we saw what happened in these Democratic states where these local Democratic officials were in charge. You know, we had this summer of chaos and building burning and job destruction and murders and everything that happened in the streets of America. So no big whoop that we would see it happen in the Capitol building last week.
Absolutely. And you know, we got a good taste of what we should expect after Biden is sworn in coming up here in a week or two. And when we took a look at that COVID relief bill,
yes.
Bear in mind, this was COVID relief. A $35 billion in new funding for renewable energy initiatives. It was just a whole laundry list of climate change. Several environmental advocates called it the most significant climate legislation Congress has ever passed. The most significant climate legislation, and it's a COVID bill.
Right, so, exactly.
Yeah. And we can describe, it's no great amount of wisdom I'm going to share with you because you're already well ahead of me, but I think we can see that for every bill that's going to be proposed coming up. If it's Pete Buttigieg with a bill on transportation, it'll be loaded up with every climate change thing that they can imagine to throw in there. It'll be the same with every single bill that they propose.
Well, it's kind of amazing to me, Gregory, when you think about it, these very things that the Democrats, the presidential candidates proposed to the American people, that they did one big yawn over, said, hey, we're not interested in it. It didn't pass muster in the primaries, but now they're elected, and Nancy Pelosi believes it's some sort of mandate for them to do the very things that even their own people said they weren't interested in.
Exactly. Yeah, whenever people find out just how much it's going to cost, people don't like spending money they don't have to spend. And Joe Biden's climate change initiative, his $2 trillion climate change initiative over 4 years, mm-hmm. will cost the average American family almost $17,000.
Right.
Out of their pocket. This is for each household in America would be out $17,000 to pay for his climate change wish list. And the stuff he's trying to do, you and I and your listeners all know, we can't do this without fossil fuels. We need electricity generated from natural gas and coal to provide reliable, abundant, affordable energy. Now, you can't do it.
And this isn't theoretical. We saw what happened under, again, the pre-mentioned Biden-Obama regime. So this is empirical evidence. What is yet to be seen, though, Gregory, is that for all the promises the Democrats made, you know, I call it the professional poverty class that has been groomed by the Democrats, where we have a legacy of, you know, welfare recipients, with all due respect. And I point to this, is that what happens when we run out of other people's money because of these ridiculous pet projects the Democrats want to do? Now, you know, the Democrats have all along said, hey, look, you don't want to vote for the Republicans. They're going to take your check away. You know, your check, like it's something they earned. But this is the way it's been framed for them. And, you know, there's going to be quite the outcry when they are affected, because they are the ones that across the board, you know, supported these candidates in Georgia, these two senators, and came out in record numbers and supported them, you know, and also for Joe Biden. They blindly went along and bought into that narrative because, hey, look, people are going to do that which they get rewarded for. They know that they've been taught and conditioned that if they vote Democrats, their checks just keep on coming, right? But meanwhile, it comes at a price, and this is the sad commentary of it all. They are selling their souls. I mean, this has really become the modern equivalent of the company store. You know, the Tennessee Ernie Ford, well, I'm dating myself now, saying about, right? And, you know, there it is. We've got the company store in operation. You know, the blacks want to talk about systemic racism. Well, let me tell you, this is a, it's not that complex, but it's something that over time, President Johnson, you know, said, look, if we do this, we're going to own blacks and people of color, you know, for 100 years. And, he's been proven.
He did not use the word blacks, though, as you and I both know.
Yes, right. Well, you know, we're a lot smarter these days, right?
That's right.
So let's, you know, again, with all due respect, and what I believe that is, has been put up and has been paid for is the ruination of a class of Americans. I mean, they are less than. They're not exercising their intelligence. They're, you know, the gifts and talents that they have to offer for themselves and their family have all been wasted and have been given away for the sake of a monthly check via the welfare system.
And it's just going to get worse with this. Again, climate change is taking money, going to take money out of the poorest of the people, the least affluent amongst us. They'll be the ones that are hurt the most by this climate change.
They're always the one.
Yeah.
Just because, like,
it's crazy, Bill. What they're doing is doing all this hugely expensive for what? We just released last week analysis of extreme weather related deaths had declined 99% decline in extreme weather related deaths for the last 100 years.
Yeah, and of course the establishment media, doing their propagandist job, did everything they could to just kind of ignore that data. We've got more from Gregory Wrightstone after this. Stay with us.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Who
needs a 15-year mortgage when you can get Network Capital's historically low 30-year fixed rate at 2.25% with an APR of 2.27%? You'll never have to refinance again. Network Capital is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.25% with a 2.27% APR and with no origination fees or discount points. That's right, zero zip zilch. Network Capital has a reputation for saving people time and money with our efficient process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. These are historically low rates, so refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding Corporation now. 800-500-1HIT. 800-500-1HIT. As in home run. Call now. 800-500-1HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1HIT for more information.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
I'll tell you, the prevailing forces are teaching us and conditioning us for one humongous lie after another, if you have eyes to see. I mean, and it leaves people in a quandary wondering, okay, Bill, what do I do about this? Well, I say, first of all, do not abandon the truth. Do not do what it is that historically has happened to other cultures and other nations before us, and that is that they end up exchanging the truth for a lie. You know, in order to go along and to get along, they just suspend reality. And in their hearts of hearts, they know they're doing this, and they think, okay, well, it's really not that big of a deal. I mean, it's kind of like what we've gone through with the election. Election fraud, which Eric Holder told us, you know, quite clearly, said, hey, there's no election fraud. What do you got? Are you kidding me? It just doesn't happen. Barack Obama said, look, we're so decentralized that it's impossible to affect one vote, he said, when he was talking about the Russians. No way the Russians could have changed one vote. And of course, now the whole narrative has changed on its head. We have to suspend reality to believe what the ruling class would want us to believe. And this statement from Voltaire echoes, and this was something that Gregory Wrightstone had reminded us of. He says, it's dangerous to be right in matters where established men are wrong. Amazing how the truth comes back, because that is the power of the truth. It is so sustaining, isn't it, Gregory?
Oh, it is. And you just talked about looking at what other what history tells us. And that's really what I'm doing right now in the research and writing for my next book, is going back through human history, back to the very first great civilizations, 5,000-6,000 years ago, the Assyrians, the Hittites, the Babylonians, when these great civilizations rose up. Well, all these great civilizations, when you look at, they were all during times of great warming that were much warmer than we are today. And if we look at each of the previous four warm periods that were similar and warmer than what we are today, each one of those was associated with the rise of great empires and civilizations. So throughout human history, we've seen this fascinating relationship between the rise and fall of temperature and the rise and fall of humanity and civilizations. And it's just opposite of what we're being told. We're being told, aren't we, that, oh, my God, we can't let it get a degree and a half or 2 degrees warmer. There's going to be famine and crop failure and death and pestilence. And it's just opposite. Human history tells us that it's the cold periods that were horrific. Each one of the cold periods led to famine, crop loss, pestilence, and mass depopulation. And it's just the opposite, again, of what we're being told. We talked,
exactly.
We went off on the break, we talked about how extreme weather deaths have declined 99% in the last 100 years. Again, just the opposite of what we're being told. So your listeners are being lied to. They're being lied to on a daily, almost hourly basis about climate change. And not that it's not happening. Of course it is. But these dire consequences that they speak about just aren't happening.
Yeah, there's no evidence to support their theory. If anything, it's quite the opposite what you're telling us. I mean, the empirical data is clear, right?
By every metric you look at, both the Earth's ecosystems and humanity are thriving, benefiting, and prospering.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good thing. It's a really, really good thing. We're growing more crops because of the slight modest warming we've seen leads to longer growing seasons. The increased carbon dioxide in the atmosphere provides the fertilization effect for crop growth to accelerate that. We see the Earth is what they call greening. Up to 50% of the Earth is what they call greening. In other words, the vegetation's increasing. Less than 4% is what they call browning or loss of vegetation. That's a really, really good trade-off. I'll take that any day of the week.
Exactly. So who's to gain with the American people, well, with the world buying into this lie? Well, what is the pernicious force that is supporting this lie that continues to dump this narrative on a people that is being, for lack of a better, we're being conditioned, I maintain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm asked that a lot, and I'm going to kind of be a weasel and get out of answering that question, because I'm not an expert on that. I'm an expert on climate change. Each one of your listeners is just as qualified as I am to tell me why they're doing it. I can provide the ammunition to you and your listeners to say, this is what they're telling you, and this is why it's wrong. But as to, why are they doing it? Bill in Topeka that's listening right now could, or Mary out in Kansas somewhere, she's just as qualified. They're going to tell, what will they tell you? Power, control, money, anti-capitalism, what are those reasons? And it might be that each one has a different one. Is it funding? In some cases, I think that's the case for sure for these scientists.
Well, certainly funding when it comes to scientists, I mean, that's their life breath.
Yeah.
It's all about funding. You and I have discussed this over the years, Gregory, from day one, is that people will do that which they get rewarded for. And the institutions have made it real clear. You go along with this narrative and you get funded. You buck the narrative and you get defunded.
You betcha. And it's happened time and time again. People don't do it. And another thing, it's very hard for a scientist to be a lone wolf out there. And even if you do realize that what's being told is not correct, it's very difficult for anybody to stand up and say, hey, wait a minute, let's step back and take another look at this. Because they'll be ostracized.
I mean,
they'll be hounded out of their professional affiliations. They'll be a pariah in scientific groups, and they don't want this. They want the admiration of their peers.
Or they just want to live their life in peace, you know. And when they see something that is being wrongfully presented by the very profession that they have committed their lives to and their life work, this is like chalk on the chalkboard heading in the wrong direction. I mean, it comes screaming at their ears and shocks the very essence of their own character.
Bill, I don't know if you're aware, I've just joined the CO2 Coalition.
Yes, I meant to. Yes, exactly.
And I'm the executive director there of that. And, you know, we've got a target painted on our backs and on our fronts. And
right.
We've already been targeted by Tom Steyer and Elizabeth Warren and several other Sheldon Whitehouse, if you know that.
Yeah, right, exactly. All these so-called geniuses that know better, but, you know, I go, show me the empirical evidence of what it is, your theories, what they've produced.
Yeah.
Have they helped anybody?
Yeah. No, these people, but they're coming after me.
Well, they've got the money, they've got the power, and of course, right now with all the levers, all the political levers now on the side of the Democrats, whether it's your guns, your thoughts, whatever, the full force of the government is going to come upon you like something you've never seen before. So you know, we need to be prepared. You know, as I've been saying, you know, to our audience. You know, I don't know how much longer this show is going to be able to be on the air, because, you know, we do pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And it doesn't come with some prejudiced narrative that is consistent with the prevailing, you know, propaganda forces.
Yeah. Well, we need people like you out there that's speaking the truth and providing an opportunity for somebody like me to tell the truth about climate change. And about global warming and the lies that are being spread to promote this false narrative.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate, you know, you doing what you're doing very much.
Well, thank you, Greg. And, you know, this is on behalf of our audience and our guests who are equally committed to the truth. And it's just going to be more and more challenging to get it out there, especially in light of this cancel culture. But look, I guess I'm ornery enough to say, you know, people's lives matter. The intelligence of the American community, I, along with my father and my two brothers, defended this country. You know, we served in the military that freedom would reign, and of course, you know, through my decades of experience, you know, it's about freedom. I mean, you know, and this is the great gift that God has given this nation, and it's up to us who are in charge of this legacy to you know, to pass this on, you know, to the next generation. You know, right now, you know, the prevailing forces are antithetical to that. But look at, you know, that doesn't mean we just, you know, fold our tents and go find another country. You know, I don't believe that's what God's calling us to do. But definitely, you know, we need to take a stand against this ignorance and against this, you know, this narrative that wants to say there is no God and we're in charge and we know better than God. And, you know, that God guy didn't know anything anyway. So get out of the way and let us take control of your very lives.
Yeah. Well, you better be careful. They'll be coming after you next.
Well, of course. I mean, and I understand it. I mean, you know, we're all big boys and girls. But, you know, if this is the hill I must die on, it's the hill I must die on. Because I don't want to die for something less than or to give up my principles for the sake of just, you know, going to a cocktail party and going along to get along. That's never been my I wasn't raised that way, and it's never just been my psychology and wiring. I think that if I did, Gregory, I'd short circuit and you see me burn up on the spot.
Well, God bless you.
Well, God bless you. Hey, I appreciate, you know, all the great information that you've shared with us. How can people be in touch with you, Gregory Wrightstone?
Well, I'm at you can look at the CO2coalition.org at our website, or my book is Inconvenient Facts. And that's inconvenientfacts.xyz to learn more there.
You got it. Thank you, sir. Take care. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
No matter how